This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Housing prices are on the rise, and with that, we're seeing a big return of the flipper. Flipping is buying and selling a house within a year. The idea, which so many reality shows are built around, is to buy a house cheap, fix it up, and sell it for a big profit. A new study from Adam Data Solutions shows house flipping at a 10-year high. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer looks at just what this says about our housing market.
There's a shortage of houses on the market that are in good condition, so flippers are able to sell the houses they fix up easily. But all this flipping is driving up home prices. So, are we looking at a housing bubble?
We're headed in that direction.
That's Darren Bloomquist of the real estate data crunching firm Adam Data Solutions. He says we're in the middle of a typical real estate boom and bust cycle, and the bubble will eventually pop.
And at some point, I would expect to see a correction.
As in, prices will fall.
But certainly not a correction to the extent of what we saw 10 years ago.
That correction was the housing crisis. Anthony Sanders teaches finance at George Mason University. He says we're not in for another one of those because we don't have a credit bubble. Flippers have to have good credit to get a loan. Still, Sanders says new homeowners could be hurt when the bubble bursts.
That's the danger of bubbles. Last one in, first one hurt.
Which could be one reason flippers are starting to get out of the game. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.